get back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, August 12th, 2026 edition. Got an interesting story pulled up here from MERS News Service talking about the top 10 House seats most likely to flip in Lansing. However, starts off tying in to the U.S. Senate race. After pulling in a modern-day record, 20% of registered voters to participate in the primary last Tuesday, how can Democrats not be excited? Democrats' numbers way outweighed the Republican votes cast in the primary. If the results, the turnout numbers for last Tuesday, August 4th primary equals November 3rd election day's vote, Democrats will start January 1st, 2027 through 2028 with 74 of the 110 state House representative seats, a number that has never been seen by Democrats in the Michigan House ever. 74 Democrats to only 36 Republicans. And yet, there are warning signs due to the fact that U.S. Senate nominee Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed is now being labeled as the face of the Democratic ticket. As opposed to the election being about unpopular President Republican Donald Trump getting the country into a war that has driven gas prices up to $4.50 a gallon. Republicans can now reframe the 2026 election around El Sayed. How could they do that? Well, very simple. Can Michigan send to Washington, D.C. a far left winger who caused Israel's response to the October 7th, 2023 terrorist attacks on Israel and their efforts to root out Hamas genocide? That's what El Sayed called it. Israel's counterattack after being slaughtered on October 7, 2023 in Israel. Israel's response, according to Al-Sayed, is genocide. Another question, a Muslim candidate who wants to socialize health care, Medicare for all. Well, right or wrong, there was some polling done late July showing Republicans may be onto something. Republican U.S. Senate nominee Mike Rogers starts the general election campaign defeating El-Sayed 46-42%. We'll continue with this story. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Continuing on with this recent polling data where it appears that the far left progressive democratic socialists, some even call him a communist, U.S. Senate candidate Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed is going to be the top of the ticket. It's not going to be Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat candidate for governor. Well, if that ends up being the case, Mike Rogers will defeat El Sayed by a very slim margin. Another source, the Cook Political Report, has the Michigan U.S. Senate seat post-primary heading into November as a toss-up. National Public Radio, NPR, has the race as a toss-up as well. CNN, the Communist News Network, is listing Gary Peters' seat as one of nine nationally most likely to flip. Even though Democrats welcomed a record 1.5 million voters into the primary last Tuesday, Republicans only turning out 427,000. The question is, how many of the extra votes came from the new rules under which voters automatically get ballots mailed to them? Early, 45 days, absentee voter ballots went out. A record $60 million in outside money was spent on Haley Stevens. This was a nationally followed race across the country. And it cannot be assumed that El Sayed starts automatically with all of those 1.528 million votes that was cast in the U.S. Senate primary. Why? Because many of the Haley Stevens supporters are being courted by the Republican Mike Rogers. El Sayed and his supporters openly saying they don't care about Haley Stevens' supporters. They're holding a grudge against them for voting for Haley Stevens, making it such a close race. Well, the Democrats are still favored to pick up state house seats. But until MERS News Service sees proof that El Sayed has locked down all of the Democratic base and is attracting independents, there's 10 House seats most likely to flip. Breaking it down across the entire state, looking at these House races. The number one most interesting is in the 54th House District. State Representative Donnie Steele, term limited out. Well, it's an open race. However, the Republicans didn't get the guy they thought they were getting when 23-year-old Roman Gaske slipped through the primary on the back of him spending his own $100,000 to win that primary. Democratic candidate Sarah Pounds, heading into the general election, she had potential president prospect Pete Buttigieg in Oakland County earlier this week supporting her campaign. Outside national dollars could be coming. So as a result, MERS is listing this as the number one Republican being flipped to a Democrat poll position. Another Republican to Democrat flip, 44th House District. With one exception, no Democrat has raised more money so far in 2026 than former State Representative Jim Hatzema. He brought in nearly $200,000. and has $153,000 at his disposal. This will pay for plenty of signs and mailers. On the other hand, no other competitive seat Republican has raised more than Steve Frisbee, Republican from Battle Creek. Frisbee has raised $152,000. But here's the question. When President Donald Trump isn't on the ballot, Calhoun County has recently gone Democrat, which could favor Hatzima, and therefore is listed number two, again, Republican to Democrat. 46th House District, rated as number three. Democrat Jan Mayno has raised $174,000 so far this year, more than all but one state house candidate in Michigan, and more than twice the amount incumbent State Representative Kathy Schmaltz, Republican of Jackson, who was understandably distracted earlier this year by the loss of her adult son. Schmaltz had to bury her child. Well, MERS looked at it, researched it, and found out that Mayno, the Democrat, is described as being a hardworking challenger that Democrats have been looking for. She's also using the Progressive Turnout Project to bolster turnout in this Jackson-based district. And in that district, El Sayed ginned up excitement in Chelsea and Sylvan Township. Again, the third Republican seat, MERS is predicting, is going to flip the Democrat. The fourth seat is up in the UP. 109th House District, Carl Bonack. Well, which Democratic House candidate in a competitive seat received the most raw votes? Democrat Anna Rink of Negaunee, getting 13,673. El Sayed won Marquette County, listen to this, folks, by 22 points, which is the real population center of the Upper Peninsula District. Bonack, current state representative, serving after his first term, is up for re-election. He's getting some pop for sponsoring new laws that ban companies from buying up houses, but this is one of the part of the states where AES is on the ballot. Abdul El Sayed, the new acronym AES. Well, him being on the ballot will boost enthusiasm among the university crowd at Northern Michigan University. So the first four of these races, they're saying the Republicans are going to lose and they're going to flip to Democrats. Carl Bonack may be a one-and-done state representative. Well, the first Democrat to Republican seat is listed at number five. Initially, the numbers didn't look good for Republican Laura Perry. Democrat Shannon Dare Wayne eclipsed her fundraising despite being a late entry into the race. However, Wayne received 4,851 more primary votes than Perry did, the Republican. However, again, El Sayed lost Van Buren Township, which is the population center of this district, and has 45% of the vote. The Democrat, Wayne, doesn't come from there. She's from a relatively small town called Saline. So Merz is giving Perry some points for hustling in the open seat, and it says that this will flip from Democrat to Republican. That's the only one on this list that looks like the Democrats will be flipped to Republican, except for the last race listed, number 10. 61st House District. It's hard to imagine State Representative Denise Mensah, Democrat from Mount Clemens, will be held responsible for an unfavorable U.S. Senate nominee, but it's clear El Sayed doesn't help her at all, especially in Clinton Township. If we're reading the Macomb County Clerk's election results map right, El Sayed won all but two precincts in the district. However, he lost those by double digits. So basically, they're saying that this Democrat, Mensah, her seat is going to be lost to the Republican. Robert Wojewicz, who ran somewhat of a lackluster campaign in 2024, says that he's working harder this year and could absolutely flip this seat. Because El Sayed lost major portions of the district by double digits. So again, very interesting how he is going to impact Lansing. Again, not Benson, not the governor, but the U.S. Senate candidate. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow it. These other races, actually too close to call. And I don't necessarily agree with three of these Republican seats flipping to Democrats. El Sayed is going to have more impact on these races than people think. So we'll wait and see. Now, other races on the Republican side to keep an eye on. State Representative Mark Tisdale, Rochester. House District 55, State Representative Tom Kuhn of Troy. Representative Jerry Nyer, Republican in Shepherd. And Tim Basson in Bay City. Those are all very close races, and they're questioning whether or not those Republicans will win re-election. Folks, this is going to be turnout. Republicans have got to do better on November 3rd's election than they did on August 4th. Period. End of story. Bomb the Hour Newsbreak of hour number 2. We'll be right back.